and in Baxter in the Morning.
I basically walk in today like I've survived, I don't know, like being beaten by sticks or something.
Speaking of beat, you kind of like hit the door really hard.
Oh yeah. My goodness. Well, because I'm extremely tired today. And like, here's what's awful about like having a really busy front part of the week. It's like you're already worn out. I woke up today thinking it's today a weekend.
Yeah,
I know.
You're hoping for the week.
I'm like, son of a gun, yeah. It's only day two of the week.
Yeah.
It's only Tuesday.
But we had Kai's birthday, you know, so we had all this different stuff going on. There's all kinds of stuff that happened on his birthday. So essentially, from 4 o'clock yesterday morning until about, I don't know, about 8:30 or 9 last night, it was a sprint. And then there's all these people in our house, right?
Yeah.
And you're like, oh. So my neighbor, John, he's across the street. They have three kids. I guess he realized that it was going to be a stressful evening. And one of my other neighbors had gone in and was like, hey, where's the beer?
Oh, man.
Didn't even have time.
Wow.
So my neighbor sends over four Stellas last night.
For the
that
win.
That was nice.
Dude, you want to know how fast those things went?
Like that. They were gone, weren't they?
Nothing like an eight-year-old's birthday party.
Oh, my gosh. And like all the kids were great and they had a great time. It's just a lot.
You know, everyone knows you don't have to beat around the bush. Everyone knows that it's tough to have a birthday party with a bunch of kids.
So yeah, then it's like, okay, let's go get drinks. We forgot drinks. We had Kool-Aid, but no drinks for the adults. Mm. And then it was like, hey, go to get the pizza. And we were going to stop at a place where you can get the pizzas, you know, like just they're already made.
Right.
You have to special order. Place was packed.
Seriously?
Mm. Oh my gosh. It was like everything that could stack the deck against me.
Yeah.
And I got to the party probably 30 minutes late to my own son's birthday party.
Golly, man. But you're handling all the business, so he gets it, right? He's okay with
well,
it.
Well, the real business was handled by your wife, and everyone knows that.
What, the decorating and all that stuff? She did all that and the cleaning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You have no idea. You don't even know the beginning of what I went through.
I can't wait to hear about it as the day unfolds.
I don't even know if I can talk about it.
Man, you're getting fired up
oh,
right
no,
now.
Oh, no, we're going to talk about it.
It's 6:05. Yep. You're already getting fired up.
It's already
up.
Happening.
Let me just tell you the gift that we bought him, that we opened at, like, I left as soon as the show was over after the podcast. It wasn't fast enough, and I knew it as soon as he got on it, because he got a little, like, Razor four-wheeler, and I could tell it wasn't fast enough because it wasn't as fast as his motorcycle. Mm-hmm. You guys both have your hands over your mouths right now.
Because I don't know what to say.
So, I could tell in his face, but he didn't want to tell us, because he's good-hearted like me. Aww. It's one of my nicknames
of
at
course,
school is Mr.
Right,
good-hearted.
Good-hearted.
Mm-hmm. But he is like that, you know, he's like very thoughtful, and then we finally were able to convince him, hey, you just need to be honest with this. He's like, but I don't want to hurt your feelings.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, we ended up taking that back and going to get other stuff. And it continues to unfold, y'all. We just have other stuff to do before we get to that.
Okay.
Because, like, then it was one thing. I actually apologized in a store to people who worked there.
Are you serious?
Yes, it was one of those days.
No. Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Or as Kelly described it this morning, this is us day.
It is. I'm so excited.
So the show that's going to make you cry and get all emotional, and as David would say, get up in your feels, get all, what does
get
it get
all up in your feels.
Yes. That sounds dirty.
No, it's get up in your feels.
No, it doesn't.
It does to people with dirty minds.
Hey, baby.
Don't ever say that to Leslie, ever. I bet you do, and I bet she rolls her eyes.
You know what I want to do? No, so legit, tonight the show comes back on the second season, and I guess the first season was like this runaway smash.
Well, and let me just say, it's not all about crying. There's all types of emotions in this show.
So there is some giggling. Right, that's what it is.
Yeah.
No, but Brandon?
The way you've described it every single time makes me think I'll be a crybag.
Okay, do I like being, you know I don't like being serious, that I hate it. I always am telling jokes and don't want to, whatever. Like, I love this show.
I know. I've heard great stuff about it. It's on tonight. Let's see, what else is on? Dancing with the Stars back on?
Something like that, yeah.
What do they eliminate? I know last night that they kicked off the chick from Shark Tank.
Oh, yeah.
I did see that.
She got the boot last night. Hey, there's also a story. I was looking at the movie It. There's like a story on how big that movie was and how successful, and like it was a huge horror movie, which typically aren't as big as this one was. Well, they're already talking about coming back and making another one.
Yeah, I saw something like that. What is it, like 2019, the next one will come out?
Yeah, so that's how great that movie was.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me, though, as massive as it is. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, but I mean, it's like the book is two parts, though.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
It makes me really sad for clowns.
Because now they're having trouble getting booked and stuff.
Well, now everybody's scared to death to see a clown.
It's like we finally just kind of got away from that, and then it just comes right back.
My grandmother had those old school, like she had a whole, what do you call those big cabinets that have the glass around
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
What do you call those? I'm going to say a word, but it's probably not the right word. Is it
like
curial?
A china cabinet?
Okay,
or
that's probably the better.
You might be right.
Like, is it a curial cabinet?
Something.
How would you even spell that?
I have no idea. But she had all these clowns, and they were happy and sad clowns.
Oh.
But they were like
sad ones freak me out too.
They were expensive. I think it was by an artist named Emmett Kelly. Does that make any sense?
I think I know what you're talking about. Google that.
So they were all like she had hundreds of these clowns, and I don't even know why she liked clowns.
Oh yeah,
are they all sad?
They kind of look like the mm-hmm. hobos, like the old timey hobo looking with the little bag
yes.
and stuff, like they're
yep.
hitchhiking.
So she had a whole like china cabinet, curial cabinet of those things right by the back door.
I'd be scared to death to spend the night.
Right, what if they
don't
came
get
alive?
Up.
It's like Toy Story.
Yeah.
Look at this.
What
oh,
is it?
Oh, that's terrible. It's a sad hobo clown.
Who is that? Is that
that's
Emmett Kelly?
Emmett Kelly, yeah.
Well, that's not a figure, though.
Well, it's a picture.
Yeah, it's not a figurine.
Did your grandparents collect anything that you remember?
A lot of crosses. From different places, because they went all different. They went to Israel and all different kinds of places. So they always had different crosses from different countries and stuff.
So my grandmother collected evil-looking clowns.
Oh, and keychains. My other grandmother collected keychains. So anywhere she went, different states, she would take a keychain, and she had like a cork board, and yeah. she had all of her keychains.
David just passed me a note. His grandmother collected boyfriends.
Oh, my gosh.
That's awesome. No more power to you.
It's all in the family heritage.
No wonder you know so much about getting up in the fields and stuff.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Thomas Rhett's owning, like, social media with all the pictures of him and his wife.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it's like they're just going out and doing stuff that makes me think, man, they're good people. And yeah. I wish I was a good person like them. Like, she's donating her hair. And the kids yeah. are holding hands.
Well, I know you would donate your hair if you could.
Right. I should grow out the back.
You should.
And let it go all the way down to your middle back and
yeah.
then shave it off.
That's what Lauren Akins, Thomas Rhett's wife,
yeah.
did.
Mm-hmm.
They have the picture. Have you seen the new picture of the two kids, baby Willa, who is the child from Uganda that they adopted?
Holding hands.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
So anyway, every morning on K-Fine, we got you gossip.
So yesterday, we brought you the news that the youngest Kardashian, Jenner, is pregnant. Kylie is pregnant, having a baby girl, where sources are saying that her boyfriend has been telling friends the sex of the baby for a long time, and they think she's around 5 months pregnant.
Hmm.
So the timing is interesting as well, because, of course, Kim and Kanye, her older sister, are expecting a baby through a surrogate, and she's due, like, I think in January. Well, if all this news is true, Kylie will be having a baby girl at the same time.
Oh, wow.
So there's going to be a lot of news about that.
Who gets the cover of the magazine if they're born in the same week?
Right.
I bet it's Kylie.
Drama.
Yeah.
I bet Kylie's kid would get the cover, right?
I would agree with that.
All right, so did you see the story on Kim Kardashian? Like, I guess Paris Fashion Week is coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And last year, if you remember, she was robbed in her hotel, tied up in
right.
a lot of drama.
Yeah.
She will not go. She says she will not go to Paris based on that, because that whole deal still kind of has her a little bit shaky.
Yeah.
And she doesn't feel like it's probably the right time to go back into that same type of a setting and stay in the same kind of place with the same people around her and all that, because
yeah.
it was a pretty freaky situation. So Kim K is not going to Paris Fashion Week.
Well, Dancing with the Stars was on last night. We have our first elimination of the season 25, Barbara Corcoran. She is on Shark Tank. She's the real estate person. She didn't score too well in her first dance, 14 out of 30, and 17 out of 30 on the next one. She was like toward the bottom of the list, so she gets eliminated. My boy T.O. didn't do too well either, so he may be on the chopping block next, but Barbara Corcoran is done on Dancing with the Stars.
And every morning on K-Fine, we got you gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Looks like it's going to be decent, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's
yeah.
going to be halfway pretty?
Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be really nice today.
The kids went swimming last night as a part of Kai's birthday bash.
How'd that go?
They had a blast. And I guess it wasn't that cold.
No, yeah.
I told my wife's cousin, I'm like, what's crazy about all of it was that we retired the pool about 2 weeks ago and stopped. You know, it's like, okay, let's go ahead and let the water come out and all the stuff. And then it was time to get it all back ready. But
is that what you're going to be doing this weekend, is getting the pool like kind of closed down?
I guess. I don't know. I don't even know how to do it. I didn't know how to open it either, though. I just had to
YouTube
go online.
It.
Yeah. Yeah. But you can learn so much online.
Yep. You can YouTube anything and figure out whatever problems you have.
What are you pointing at me for?
Because you gave me a look.
I didn't give you a look.
You did give him the look.
I didn't give you a look.
Because I was waiting.
I didn't. I wasn't going to hit you with anything.
He was looking down the whole time he said that.
I wasn't going to do it, I promise. All right, David, you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Are you bringing your A game?
As always.
Are you going to get us in our feels this morning?
I'm not going to get you in your feels.
Dang it.
Oh, okay.
Sorry about that.
I want to be felt in my feels.
What?
Does that sound cool?
No.
No.
It doesn't
sound cool.
That sounds weird.
Never say it again.
Oh, that does sound weird?
That sounds weird.
Say it how it's supposed to be cool.
You got me in my feels.
All right.
Homie.
I don't know if homie should be added, but...
Bruh.
Don't say that. Kai says it all the time. Hey, bruh.
What up, bruh?
LOL. But instead of... He sees people on his game do thank you, T-Y. Mm-hmm. But he doesn't say T-Y. He's like, Ty Dad. I'm like,
really?
Okay, it's T-Y. I think it is.
Yeah.
Like, how would you say it, David, in your coolness?
I'd probably say T-Y. T-Y.
T-Y.
Hmm.
LOL.
There is too much coolness in this room for me.
T-Y, bro.
Oh.
Oh, see, that's kind of how he's speaking now.
LOL.
Is that what all kids do, or is my kid just like, I don't know what it is?
I think it's all kids.
LOL, Dad. IDC.
IDC.
I don't care.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Kai. That's real nice of you. So, anyway, here goes David. He's going to get us in our feels, homie.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
Okay. So there's this group at Indiana, the university, mm-hmm. called the Caving Club. So a few weeks ago, they decided to go out to a cave about 20 miles south of campus and what they called a beginner's trip. And I don't know if I agree with that, but they brought along this 19-year-old freshman who wanted to go on this new trip. Well, he ended up getting separated from the group, which is a pretty rough thing to do in a cave.
Yeah.
And so when he decided to get back to the cave's entrance, it was padlocked shut. And here's the worst part.
How do you padlock a cave?
I think it has like an entrance, like a door or something.
So it's not a real cave then.
It is a cave.
Not if it has a door on it.
No, it's a cave.
It's a man-made door.
But it's a man-made cave then probably too.
No, it is not. It's a cave that they just so happen to build a door around.
Okay, thank you very much, cave expert.
They call me the caveman.
Captain Caveman.
Yeah, that's it.
Anyway, the rest of the group left the dude behind. I guess they just forgot he was there.
What?
I don't know how that happens, but here's the worst part. He couldn't get out. The door was completely locked. He didn't have a cell signal, and he spent hours screaming for help, but no one helped him, so he decided to enter into survival mode. This dude had to lick water off rocks to live because he was down there for 3 days.
Oh my gosh, I would have been freaking out.
Yeah, oh, it's a terrible situation.
And he probably had a panic attack and died on the spot. Mm-hmm.
But he said he stayed sane by talking to himself and napping.
Napping.
What would you have done with yourself? If you were, what are you giggling
sing.
About?
You could sing. Work on your handstand.
Yeah, that's probably it.
Well, the parents...
Tell me what came to your mind when I said, what would you have done? Because you all of a sudden started giggling and turning blood red. I thought maybe you would, I don't know, do like crossword puzzles.
I don't think I'm going to do a crossword puzzle in a cave.
What, with chalk? Or is he going to find some chalk?
I don't know. Maybe he took some. He typically carries them with him.
Yeah, that's true.
In his fanny pack.
Well, here's the good part. The parents...
What would you have done?
I don't know what I would have done. With myself.
You're so weird about it.
You're the one who asked the question.
No, I wasn't being
weird. You're
being
weird.
I was being normal.
Being normal. Okay, long story short, the kid got found. He's doing good, but he's not exploring caves anymore.
Okay.
And people are crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Knocking out birthdays right around 7:15, 7:20-ish. So if you have somebody you want on the birthday list, facebook.com/KFIN1079. Or call us. Our phone number and phone line's always open, 870-935-KFINE. Go ahead, Kelly. Read it because I see you moving your mouth on it.
I was trying to make sure I could remember it.
It's 870-935-5346.
Boom!
Nailed it.
It only took me 2 years.
What you see over here, though?
I didn't look at it.
Oh, she does not.
I do have a post-it.
She has a sticky note.
Do you remember the first probably 3 months of us doing the show? There was a big whiteboard on the wall, and I would have to look over every time.
I forgot about that.
I would look over and look at that number because I was so used to saying our sister station's number.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Like that was the natural flow. Mm-hmm. So I would always have to look over. And the first day that the board wasn't up there, I was like, oh, son of a gun. We can't give the number. Kai's birthday was yesterday. Bruce's birthday was yesterday, her son. How was Bruce's birthday?
It was good. It was really good. We're gonna celebrate at our house this weekend. But
all right, any plans? Any big plans? Are you gonna make tacos?
Maybe,
dude.
That is his favorite that I do. He loves taco night.
She's Mrs. Taco.
I love tacos.
She's either making tacos or making taco soup.
Oh yeah, I did make some taco soup. We really like.
What would you like today? Tacos or taco soup?
You got two options.
Tacos again.
Well, either make tacos or we'll throw some water in it and call it taco soup.
Just mix it and stir it together.
Oh man! So Kai's birthday, I told you guys I was so excited because we bought him something that was more expensive than what he asked for, and it was supposed to exceed all of his wildest expectations. So we buy him this, it's a Razor, they call it a quad, it's like a mini four-wheeler. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because like he wanted a big four-wheeler, but we're like, it might be a little too early for a gas-powered four-wheeler.
Yeah.
So I bought him this deal, not really thinking about like that it was going to be the same probably battery and type of whatever. I guess they run off batteries, but anyway, so he has a motorcycle that goes 15 miles per hour because it's lighter.
Yeah.
So the four-wheeler thing didn't go as fast. And I could tell from the moment he got on it that he was a tad bit disappointed.
Oh.
But he's really sweet. And he doesn't want to hurt anybody's feelings. So he didn't want to tell us. But I could tell. And he kept saying, well, maybe when it's fully charged, it'll go faster.
Oh.
I said, Kai, it's okay if you don't want to keep it. And he's like, no, I like it. But maybe when it's fully charged, it'll be faster.
Yeah.
So I could see it in his face, and I could tell that he was thinking about it, right? And it was on his mind. So I told Leslie as I was leaving, I'm like, I don't think he really wants it, and I think we should let him tell us that if he really doesn't want it.
Yeah.
So we end up having the conversation. He tells us, well, I don't want to hurt your feelings, because he knew we were excited to give it to him. So then we're like, no, buddy, it's good to be honest and to tell us your true feelings and blah, blah, blah. So we end up taking the four-wheeler thing back. So, number one, this is a massive box because it came put together, basically.
Yeah, you showed us the box.
So, I have to go and get this massive box and get it carried back into the store, where I then apologize that I've had to get people to help me and all this.
Right.
And it's taken time. Mm. Right? So, then we go to the bike section because he wants to buy a new bike now. Right? So, he's trying to find ones with pegs and the colors and all the different stuff that he wants. Because it's a big boy bike.
Yeah.
And it's a taller bike.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he finds a bike that he wants, and he finds a bike helmet, and he finds a pump, the air pump for the tires, and all the different stuff that he wants. We get up to the front. We're checking out with the rest of the stuff. The bike is the last thing. I'm walking it up there, and he said, Dad, look at that sticker. So one of the little tiny stickers on the front of the bike, like on a fender, had a little bit of a ripple in it. Mm-hmm. Like it was not going to be perfect. The bike wasn't perfect. I said, Kai, if that's going to bother you, you need to let me know. Dad, I think it's going to bother me.
Oh.
So they thought they had another one, didn't have another one. We end up, I promise you, imagine you're checking out, right? And you have just paid for the deal. And you walk right from there straight to customer service to return it. Went straight from the register. And I started thinking, they're going to think I'm trying to like beat the system or something because I'm returning too much. They're going to be like, I'm sorry, sir, you can't return so much in one day.
Right.
Oh my gosh.
So I apologized to the guy. And then we ended up finally going and getting his bike and had just a heck of a time. But he's like, you know, he's happy because he has the big boy bike. But do you ever feel like a chump when you're returning stuff?
Oh, all the time.
It's been a second since I've had to do that.
Oh, it's awful.
That's why I hate ordering clothes online, because I feel like, although you can return it and they don't really know who you are. Right. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to go in and have to deal with someone. And
oh, like when you ship it back?
Right.
Oh, yeah. But when you go back and you have to stand in the line.
Yeah.
It's all, and they're so nice to you there. But you know, like, all they do is deal with people like, I don't want this.
They're probably like, this is such a headache.
I want my money back.
Yeah.
And then they have to fight those issues where someone doesn't bring the receipt back and the box is open and the item's been used.
Because you know they deal with a whole lot.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm being the nice guy, right? And I'm like, and I did a split payment. So then we had to figure out where things were going back. And I'm like, I'm Mr. Dude. Issues, right?
I bet your head was so red.
Oh, I was totally embarrassed. But they were so nice. And like, they were talking about, like, I can't believe your son is 8 years old. And Kai then starts, because people are talking to him on his birthday, he becomes big man in the store.
Right.
Yeah.
And then he starts telling everybody, it's my birthday today.
Right.
Just, you know, fishing for the birthday wishes. So we're walking through the store too. And he sees those giant heads. the animal heads.
Well, I know exactly what you're talking about because my husband bought three of them because he thought it was funny.
He bought three?
Yes. We have a shark, a raccoon, and oh I think gosh. A teddy bear or something like that.
Like it looks like the Yogi. Is it Yogi?
Yeah.
Hey, boo boo.
Yeah. It's what it looks like. So he sees one of them and decides he wants to wear that through the rest of the store.
Oh, that was my favorite picture I saw on your wife's Instagram last night.
Him laying in his bed with that?
Yeah.
So he's always had a thing for mascots. And when he put that helmet thing on, or whatever it is, the head, mm-hmm. and like it has like the mascot eyes to where it looks like the eyes, but you can actually see through them. I was like, well, he's sold on that.
That's a pretty awesome gift, though.
So, yeah. That sucker, check this out. He told people he wanted cash for his birthday. He ended up with like $85.
You asking for a loan?
I know. I was like, hey, you're taking me to eat lunch tomorrow, buddy.
No joke.
Anyway, so to those people who were having to stand behind me as I was debating about returning and then returning items, and to the people who dealt with me, and to the people who work in customer service anywhere,
yeah,
I would like to tell you that we feel your pain. Because I was a pain. And I feel your pain.
We feel you, homie.
Why are you saying homie today?
He loves that word today.
You got to drop the homie.
I think homie works, though.
Please drop the homie.
Mm-hmm. No homie.
You can't say it. Yeah, there's no homies
here. I think homie's cool.
Homie free zone.
Y'all ain't my homies?
No. I don't want to be your homie because I think it sounds dumb.
Yeah.
No, homie's cool.
I'd rather be your bruh. No, I don't want to be your bruh either.
I can start bruh.
No, don't do that. What should he call us? Friends?
Yes.
Friends.
Good morning, friends.
Hello, friends.
Hello, friends.
Yeah, don't do that either. But homies really doesn't.
Yeah.
So I can't call you homie, bruh, or friends.
Why don't you just call us our names?
That's okay. Probably the best.
All right, Kel.
Uh-oh.
Okay, be done with that.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
David, is it still true that the prettiest girl that you have ever talked to is your grandmother?
That is so sweet.
I know. It was...
Yes.
Was she also your first date?
Oh, that's even sweeter.
First movie.
I remember when she went to grandparents'
first
day.
First kiss.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, yes to all your questions.
Yes.
All right.
Are you so red today?
I don't even know what to say.
What are you turning the heater off for?
Because it got hot.
I have no sleep. Mm-hmm. Can y'all tell?
Yes.
Maybe a little bit.
All right, you guys ready to celebrate some local people?
Of course.
Yes. Let's do the birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you.
I hear you.
Happy birthday.
Oh,
hey. Happy birthday to you.
Sport. Well, well, well. Time for birthday sport today, Tuesday, September the 26th of 2017. Local birthdays, local celebrities. Here we go. Happy belated birthday goes out to Carly Ritchie, a Blival who turned 14 yesterday. Also, let's see, you're celebrating today, Tim Easton, a Paragould, happy birthday. Austin Hammett, a fourth grader at University Heights Elementary, 10 years old today. Carl Lindell from Jonesboro, happy birthday. Leanna Floyd of Jonesboro, 51. Wendell Tolson of Walnut Ridge, 68 years old today. Shayla Foley of Marmaduke is turning 16 today. So sweet 16 for Shayla Foley. Nathan Morrow is 12 years old today, a sixth grader going to Central Elementary in Corning. Kylan Jones of Jonesboro turns 9. Madison Luffman, 20 years old today. Lauren and Danielle Emery, 18 years old. They're twins. Aww. They're from Jonesboro. Happy birthday. Alex Burnett of Jonesboro has a birthday today. Brittany Renfro, a first grade teacher in kindergarten at Mark Tree. Happy birthday. And Ella Perry is 14 years old today.
Happy birthday to my stepdaughter, Ella. She's 14, Annie Camp today, eighth grader. So if you see her, tell her happy birthday.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So Bruce's birthday was yesterday and Ella's is today.
He was 10 today. She's 14 today.
Wow.
Yeah.
He was 10 yesterday.
He was 10 today, and she's 14 today.
Did I just say that?
Wait, she's right, though. Technically, he still is 10.
He is 10. You're right. You're right.
Whatever.
You nailed it.
Happy birthday.
She's a nailer.
Don't.
She is. You nailed it.
Thank you.
And if you have a birthday today, we say this. We say
happy birthday
to all y'all. and you celebrate with these celebrities.
Tennis star and now mother Serena Williams is 36 years old today. Just gave birth to her baby girl a couple weeks ago.
Name her sister.
Venus.
You're right.
Yeah, look at that. Christina Milian. She's 36 today, too.
Did you hear the way he said that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Her and your grandma, right?
Oh, yeah. My grandma has so much in common with Christina Milian.
They both dip it low.
Oh, my God.
Is this still true? This is your grandmother's favorite song. Dip it low. Granny said so.
Man.
Oh, my goodness.
Pop, pop, pop that thing. That's Christina Milian right there.
There you go.
And she was doing one of the social media things on one of the shows. Was she on The Voice at like the social media lounge or something?
Sure.
Maybe.
Come on. I nailed that one.
The Nailer.
I was also known as The Nailer.
The Nailer, right.
Sean Stockman from Boys to Men is 45 years old today.
Oh, yes. We need to do some Boys to Men, too. I will do anything. Girl, you need only
yes. I'll make love to you like you want me to. My first concert.
Boys to Men?
Yes.
I had their cassette. Whatever. Here we go. Girl, relax. Let's go slow. That's a good one. How about this one? This is a good one, too. How
do I say goodbye?
That might be a little bit sappy, though, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a good song. I don't want to get sad today.
Yeah.
All right. How about we do this one?
Might be my favorite.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you know it, David?
I don't think I know this one.
You know the words?
Oh, yeah.
I know the hook. All right, Boys to Men, Sean Stockman has a birthday today.
Melissa Sue Anderson is 55 years old. Kelly, do you know who that is?
I don't know who that is. She's looking on your screen.
Oh, she was on Little House on the Prairie. It was Mary.
She can read.
I love you,
Paul. Ladies and gentlemen, Kelly can read.
Congratulations.
Way over here without my glasses.
We discovered something this morning.
Hey.
Linda Hamilton, 61. Now, she was the star of the first two Terminators, and she'll be in the sixth upcoming Terminator as well.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I think that franchise
She always had really good arms.
She did, yeah.
Yeah.
And Olivia Newton-John is 69.
Yes. Well, this car is automatic.
I mean, we almost have to do this.
Everyone do the dance. You know the dance, David?
What's the dance?
I don't know what it is.
What's
this?
Where are they
going?
No.
The pointer.
No.
Is that what it is? Pointing?
Well, on the hook.
They're multiplying.
What it is. It's electrifying. I did jazz hands for that. It's a big day.
Remember they're at the carnival?
I haven't seen this in years. I mean, I've seen it.
Okay, though. I was about to. I was upset.
Never? Get out.
Remember they're doing it?
Not on there.
Yeah.
Thanks for the gyration. Let's give away a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard. Congratulations goes out to Carl Lindell.
Grease lightning.
I'm in the wrong spot. Son of a gun.
Waiting at the door.
Grease Lightning there.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. K-Fine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So Thomas Rhett has his new album out, Life Changes. Just came out a couple of weeks ago. Kelly's been talking about it for weeks on end, saying it's her favorite. She loves it.
It's right. Good.
Well, every album is her favorite. No, every song is her favorite.
Right now, it's currently my favorite.
Who's your favorite child?
No, that's a horrible question.
Well, today it's got to be Ella.
Of course, it's her birthday.
Yeah, it's her birthday.
Yeah. Well, anyway, Thomas Rhett has one specific song on there that he realizes he may get a little bit of slack for just because flack. I said slack. I meant flack.
I got you.
Did you just turn into a duck?
Flack.
Flack. Moving right around.
You're quacking me up.
Oh, that Brandon. Was a bad one.
Duck!
Oh, he just went under the table. I wish we had a camera in here. This is... Woo! Okay, so Thomas Rhett has a song called Leave Right Now.
Please.
And it's my favorite currently right now on the album.
Right, of course.
It's got a different kind of style because it's like this EDM-infused song, and EDM is kind of like what Chainsmokers are doing, and it's a very, very popular music and all that kind of stuff. Anyway, it's got this new EDM type of beat to it, and I love the way it sounds. It's different, though.
I haven't
it
heard
is.
It yet.
Yeah, so I think we have a snippet of it. Let's hear that right now.
Baby, you let me leave right now. Meet me out back if you like how that sounds. You and me could do it in Paris.
That's right. You and me
could. That's a song.
Oh.
Chainsmoker. Give me another Chainsmoker song, David.
Closer.
How's it go?
In the backseat of your Rover that you knew you can't. Something like that. Can't afford.
Yeah. I get it. The smile on your face, yeah, it says different. One kiss, girl, just try it. Cause you never know who just might like it.
Wow, that's different. I can see people who are the hardcore, old school country people like, what is that?
Right.
But I think so much of today's audience is like so open to music.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what he was talking about because he was obsessed with that kind of music and how it made him feel at the moment he was writing that. And he thought, I mean, if there's a song of mine that I really like that makes me feel great, why not put it on the record? So that's his reasoning behind it.
Yeah, he doesn't have to put on a cowboy hat and say, hey, I'm country today.
Yeah.
He's Thomas Rhett. Mm-hmm. We like him for what he is. So.
That's right.
So Brett Eldridge was at one of his meet and greets before a concert, and this woman walked right up to him, gave him a hug. And as she turned to leave, she had another surprise for him, and it caught him off guard. So he still had his arm around her when she's walking away, and she brings up his arm, and she kisses it.
What?
Kisses his forearm. So anyway, here's the thing. She's 88.
Okay, that makes it not as bad.
Right. And so he posted on his Instagram page, it's Brett Eldridge, and he has it on video. And so it's really sweet. She gives him a hug. This is what he says. 88 years old and still got game. Aww. She walked up with a smile, talked really sweet, laid a kiss on me, and strutted away. Stay young, stay happy.
That's awesome.
Yeah. What would have happened if I would have done that? You think that they would have, like security would have,
oh, my gosh. I'd have been mortified.
I can't wait till I'm 88.
I was embarrassed enough that she was so nervous, she started going, hey, Brett, hey.
Sound like a cartoon character.
She did. You were so, I have a video of you being so nervous before
nervous.
We did the meet and greet with him.
Yeah. Well, the funny thing about that is when Brandon went to go meet Brett Eldridge, he was kissing his own bicep.
Oh, that's, I hate you.
He's so mad at you.
Go away. Did you actually hear that woman got Brett drunk? Did you hear that?
Really?
Really?
Yeah, that's the true story.
This song is about her.
It is. She's 88.
Drunk on your love, on your love. Now I know why.
Age is nothing but a number, right, Brandon?
That's right.
Cause I'm still drunk.
Whatever. Hey, Luke Bryan, if you go to another Luke Bryan show, I want to give you a heads up. So many ladies love going to Luke's shows and watching him dance and checking him out in his jeans and stuff like that, right? We even were told at the meet and greet, before the meet and greet, that we weren't allowed to touch him on the butt. That's a true story.
Dead serious.
Don't grab his butt. But anyway, Luke Bryan has told people lately that he is going to start wearing looser fitting jeans. And the reason he's going to start wearing the looser fitting jeans is because it became such a deal to go to his show and talk about, oh, Luke Bryan's bringing his tight fitting jeans to Jonesboro, that he wanted to take that away from being such a big topic. He thought people were paying more attention to his dancing and what he was wearing as opposed to his vocals.
Oh.
So he's going to loosen up his jeans just a little bit. Just a heads up in case you're going around. I know you were enjoying that the last time he was here, Dave.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Okay, so hopefully you've had a few minutes to think about your spouse, the person that you're in a relationship. Stop writing. You can't have that many pages.
Oh, he's been writing for a long time today.
So I was asking you all to think about your spouse and things you might change about him. Because if we were to maybe collectively work as a unit, as a group,
right,
maybe we could all make our lives easier.
Yeah.
Because more than likely, for most people, with the exception of myself, there is something you would change about your spouse.
Well, and myself as well.
Yeah. Right. There are two. No. Y'all are full of crap.
Why are you saying that? I believe, yeah. Let's go ahead. Let me just tell you some things. This is the average stuff, and I want you guys to weigh in on how much of this you think is accurate.
Okay,
so when you're looking at the things that a woman would change about her man, all right, the number one thing that a woman would change is they would make him less grumpy. That's number one. Most women think their man is too grumpy, and if they could change anything, that's what they would change.
Really?
Yeah. I've heard that about one person in here.
Who?
Oh, I was talking about myself, obviously.
Of course you were. I bet my wife would say that. I bet she would. Because we all have grumpy moments. We're humans.
Right.
We have issues sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Number two, they say they wish that their man would listen more when they talk.
Oh, I would probably fall.
I will have to say my husband's good at listening because I like
to talk.
Poor
soul. Goodness.
Quit pointing at me.
So everybody who sees Joey, pat him on the back because, man, that guy deserves.
But the people that know Joey know he's a talker too. So
he'll talk.
There you go.
They just sit around
we'll
talking.
We'll listen to each other.
They say that the other part, like it continues to go down from there. So the number one thing is to make the guy less grumpy. Number two, listen more when the woman talks. And number three, they would like to have him get rid of some of his bad habits. Number four, they want him to be more appreciative. Mm-hmm. And number five, they want him to help more around the house.
Ooh.
Why are you staring at me?
Because I guarantee you that's the one that's number one on your list.
Probably, yeah.
Help around the house.
Yeah.
Okay, so for guys, though, like what would the guys change about the women? Here's what the guys say.
Nothing.
That's not true at all.
Nope.
So the one that David said was number one actually is number one.
Oh.
This is why we know there's trouble in paradise.
The guys wish that their woman was more affectionate.
Aw.
I'd say Rachel's pretty affectionate.
Bounce.
Don't.
Oh, that's...
No, that's not what they're saying. Oh. But affection. And see, sometimes I think, should I say it? I'm just going to say it. And if it gets me in trouble, it gets me in trouble. I wish my wife was sometimes more affectionate.
I gotcha.
Just because I think that, you know, as a mother of an 8-year-old and trying to keep up with the house and dogs and all the stuff that we're trying to do, that life gets so busy, that maybe that's one of the things that kind of, you know, we don't have as
You're
much.
You're probably right.
And
I'll
not,
agree with
I'm
that.
Not saying the bow chicka.
No, I gotcha.
I'm just saying just the affection.
The touches and like the on your shoulder, just little things.
Because as my friends, the Nelsons would say, I can't live without your love and affection.
The Nelsons.
They're my friends.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, they would make their woman more happy just in general. Just, hey, brighten that outlook a little bit. Come on, be a ray of sunshine instead of a rainy cloud like you were saying Rachel is.
Oh.
Number three, they wish there was more adventure. And I'm not talking about like going hiking. I'm talking about adventurousism.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. All right.
Ism.
Adventurousism.
Right. If you throw an ism on it, I think it kind of lets you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
You mean like the story I was telling earlier, like exploring caves and stuff like that? And
oh, yeah, maybe.
Like going out hiking. Like, no, you just didn't say hiking. You just meant like going out and doing different things.
David, I'm not talking
like
about
skydiving.
I'm not talking about going and being more adventurous and cave hunting or whatever.
Hunting.
What did you call it?
Exploring, maybe? I can't remember.
It's not that, no.
Okay.
It's adventurous in the adventurous zone-ism.
So, oh.
Ism.
I got you.
And then they say they wish their wife would clean the house more.
Oh my gosh.
And I just now saw flames shooting out of Kelly's eyes.
If I ever heard anyone say that, I would, yeah.
And number five, and this is the fifth thing that guys wish they could change about their woman, they would make her more appreciative.
Huh.
Just got nucks from Joey.
Whatever.
I got text nucks, isms.
Uh-huh, right.
Isms.
And remember, add an ism to everything and it makes it make more sense.
Perfectly Try that fine. At work today. Isms.
Yeah.
Yep, the isms. All right, so what would you change about your husband? Go, one thing.
Nothing.
David, what would you change about Rachel?
You put me on the spot. I don't know.
More adventurous?
Yeah, more adventures for sure.
Isms.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I have a pretty funny story for the After Show podcast. It probably just will have to stay After Show podcast-ish.
Yes.
If you haven't checked it out, it's a pretty cool deal. We just kind of sit around and... It's essentially what you would hear us talk about in the room with the microphones off. Mm-hmm. So sometimes we can go a little more in depth on topics. Sometimes we bring up things that we couldn't talk about on the radio. We didn't get to.
Sometimes we just roast each other.
Yeah, that's pretty much most of the time is kind of how we handle things.
Yeah.
So anyway, so we have a pretty, write that down for our after show podcast because we just were confronted by our general manager about something that happened on the show that we don't need to bring any more attention to here on the air. Okay, so let's go ahead and go through a couple of things I saw this morning. We spend more time on the toilet than we do exercising.
I totally believe that.
Oh, wow.
How many minutes a day do you figure, Kelly, a guy spends on a toilet?
Let's see, hang on.
Oh my gosh, she's having
45 minutes.
45 minutes.
All together.
Golly, Kelly.
You mean all together? I mean, what are you doing here?
Are you talking about me? Personally?
No, for guys.
45 minutes for you?
Oh,
sweet.
That's what I thought you meant. Okay, no.
Jeez.
I would say around 45 minutes.
That's ridiculous. No.
45 minutes per day.
Yeah.
No. Who does that? Who has that much time?
I don't know. I'm just thinking.
I'd rather nap.
I'd rather say, I'd say half an hour though. Legit.
Oh, because there's such a big difference in half an hour and 45 minutes. Y'all were like, oh my God.
I would really say half an hour.
Half an hour.
Half an hour.
Half an hour sitting
there. You
know
you get in there and get on your phones and start reading stuff.
And before you know it, you're in there for 20 minutes and you're like, whoa, where'd the time
that's
go?
Not
and all
true.
Of a sudden your legs are falling asleep.
Yeah,
that is not true.
It's Brandon. Completely
Brandon.
Yo, I would think 10 minutes at the most.
No.
It's 100.
What are you doing in there?
It's 150% true.
You're sitting there.
Can you not go and be on your phone somewhere else?
No.
It's complete privacy.
Yeah. Half an hour at least.
Y'all, that's not true.
All true, yeah.
They say that the number that I saw that I thought was absolutely ridiculous was that on average, we spend 27 minutes a day on the toilet.
Look at that.
Like, wow. That's dumb to me. Because there's no way. Mm. I would feel guilty if I were gone that long.
Hmm.
I would.
You don't have 3 kids.
Is it really an escape?
I think it's a complete escape.
Oh, I'm on there for at least 15 minutes. My roommate's in there for 20, 25 sometimes.
I think a lot of nights I hear, where's daddy?
He's in the bathroom. Taking care of business.
He's taking a break, guys.
Taking care of business.
That's okay, it's gross. 27 minutes a day on average. They say the average person works out 13. It ends up being the equivalent of 13 minutes per day if you add up all the weekly exercise. So most people aren't working out, but we are spending more time by sitting on the throne.
Wow.
Just think about it. If you did one of those 30-minute exercises... You're right there on your same amount of time. You're on the bathroom, on the toilet.
That's crazy to me. Hmm. Pet costumes for Halloween. You going to do them?
Probably not, but maybe. The only reason I would do it is to make my kids laugh.
No, Leslie likes doing them.
Yeah.
You don't have any pets, do you?
We have 3 cats at home, but we've never really been like that, though. We'll put a sweater on every once in a while.
Yeah. Oh, dogs hate those things too. Yeah. Or yeah, they hate all that stuff. So the number one thing that people are dressing up their pets as this Halloween... Excuse me, is a pumpkin. Sorry.
I'm going to dress mine as it.
No,
a scary clown.
Awful.
Hot dog is number 2. A dog. I guess for a cat, you get them to dress as a dog. A lion is a cool one.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of like Ewoks and Yoda, and those are really funny.
Yeah.
So I don't know if we're going to do the whole dress the dog thing up. I just don't know.
If you did, what would you want to do it?
Because we have those Cavalier King Charles. They have hats, those big pointy hats. They have Santa hats. And
you could do one like as Hulk Hogan and another one as...
Yeah. Macho Man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It sounds like you're back in the bathroom.
Yeah.
I don't say that in the bathroom. Brandon Baxter.
Baxter in the Morning.
So one of our neighbors came over for Kai's birthday party. And he was like, hey, I was listening to you this morning on the way to work. And I started to giggle because you were talking about getting emotional at the wedding. Remember, I was telling you I was at the Tate wedding.
Yeah.
The Tate-Brosmore wedding. And I got all emotional when I saw Rick Tate, you know, dancing with his daughter and the father-daughter dance. And it just got me.
Mm-hmm.
And my neighbor, Paul, said that he feels the same way, that he's like me, where sometimes you get in those moments where, like a wedding video, such happiness makes you kind of tear up. So you made fun of me, David, like, well, I was a sissy.
I thought it was sweet.
Did y'all hug after you were talking to each other?
A quick embrace.
was it a frontal?
It was a side embrace.
Okay. All right.
Ism.
Did y'all touch heads like this?
No, we didn't touch heads.
I don't get that. Okay.
Well, like if you do a side hug and you kind of touch heads.
Who does a head touch?
Yeah, I don't normally head touch people.
I'm just saying maybe, you know, you felt comfortable.
I don't know what y'all did in your family, David.
No, there's no telling from the stories he's told us about some of those cousins.
The one he said was hot?
Don't even say that.
Which one did you say was your hot cousin? Tell the truth.
It was a distant seventh cousin.
Tell the truth. Which one is the hot cousin?
I'm not doing that.
Go ahead and just say her first name and her last initial.
So weird.
I didn't even bring it up.
She brought it up. Now you've got me all flustered. Just continue with whatever we're about to do.
How many cousins that are girls do you have?
I have a couple.
So are they both
hot? That narrows it down. So one of them knows you're talking about her. She's listening.
Just weird.
And she's like, ooh, he's gross.
Yeah.
That's just weird.
Gross Dave. No way am I going to eat food he prepared.
Gross Dave.
Okay, disgusting whatever. Dave.
He'll be at Thanksgiving at a table by himself.
In the corner.
Hey, there's extra chairs over here.
Oh my goodness.
That's just weird.
All right, just write down her name.
I'm not doing that.
You did it before.
No, I didn't.
You did.
Stop.
You're flustering him.
No, I don't even know why.
Okay, well, last night, I'll change the subject
for
you, David.
Let me look up a hashtag, hot cousins.
Speaking of hashtags, hang on. What? Do y'all ever get on Twitter and you get addicted to a hashtag as far as like, I'll give you one that I got addicted to last night and I kept reading and I laughed over and over and over again and I could not wait to tell y'all this, especially you since you have an 8-year-old son.
What?
It was little white lies we've told our kids.
Oh, gosh.
Like whether to eat vegetables, like little things that you've said about Santa Claus, a tooth fairy, anything like that. So I was going through some things and reading some of the ones, and some of them resonated with me that I've probably maybe been guilty of saying. And they're not horrible lies. They're just little tiny white lies that help you in life, right?
Sure.
But then you
get tell them. I can't think of one that I've told because I'm pretty much, you know, I've been known most of my life as Mr. Truthful. So.
Right. Right. Well, here's one. Like, here's a couple of them. I told my 5-year-old she couldn't eat cake 30 minutes before bed or she might get nightmares. Now, every time she eats cake, she asks me what time it is.
That's pretty funny.
All right. Here's another one. I'll tell my son when he lies, a red dot appears on his forehead so that only, and it's only where parents can see. It goes away when he tells the truth.
Ooh, that's good. It's like the one about the pool. If you pee in the pool, then it's the purple ring purple or whatever color it was. Mm-hmm. And I was always afraid to pee in there. So then you just let a little bit of it out to see if it's going to turn. And when it doesn't, you just like, hey, you know what? You're lying to me. So I'm going to pee everywhere.
That's just nasty.
Here's another one. I don't think we have Kids Bop Radio anymore.
Oh,
acting
gosh,
like it was a radio and it's messed up. Anyway, another one was the betta fish died. This reminded me of my own life. We had a little betta fish die when Kurt was really little and its name was Rebound. Well, he was upset about it, and I was really, he was like 2, okay?
Oh, yeah, it's bad.
And so it's hard to explain that. So we went to Walmart, and I was like, what is Rebound doing here? Because they have that betta fish, and he looked just like him. And he was so excited because Rebound had just gone on a trip.
Oh,
we
Rebound.
Got to bring, we were like, come back home, Rebound.
He went on a trip to the sewer?
Yes.
Oh,
and he
that's
made it
sweet,
to Walmart,
though.
And we had to go and get him and bring him back home.
Oh, Rebound is alive.
I actually have never told him about that.
Well, let's hope he doesn't listen to this podcast.
Yeah, I'm not going to let him this time.
If you could be any fish, would you be a betta fish? You could pick any fish.
I'd be a clownfish.
Okay, good. I figured you'd be a betta.
I can remember some white lies that my parents used to tell me.
I don't even know what she's doing. They? She's making faces.
No,
I'm just going to change the
you
subject
You had a fish
real
name
quick.
For me, and I don't want to hear it.
No, I didn't. Okay. I was asking him.
What kind of fish would you be?
I don't know.
A blowfish.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be a blowfish. Mm-hmm. What is she? She's
That's
making...
what the blowfishes do.
Yeah. Okay, enough.
Kind of look like one, too. No, yes. But my...
Am I swollen today? I am tired.
You're swole.
Don't get him started,
What did you
David?
Just make that face at me for? You're making
I'm
a face
like
you make...
like...
You made a face at me like you make for your cousins.
Stop it!
Your hot cousins.
That's just weird. My parents used to...
He is under the desk, everyone. He is not recovering. We have lost him. He's still under the desk.
Your face is purple.
He can't breathe.
You just went...
He was trying to make a fish sound. Okay, David, what did your parents tell you?
Oh, man. They used to tell me all kinds of stuff. They used to say, wrapping presents. We've gone over that before.
They weren't actually wrapping presents.
Because I couldn't see the presents I was getting, so, they had to wrap presents pretty often.
Oh, man.
My dad used to always say that parents have eyes in the back of their head, so they always know what their kids are up to.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And sometimes my dad would actually put glasses on the back of his head. He would do that and walk around. I was like, it's true.
How can you see through that hair, Dad?
Yeah, I saw it. Like, yeah.
Oh, another one? I used to tell my kids if the elf wouldn't move if their rooms weren't clean.
Oh, yeah. All that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Little white lies. Put it up on social media and see what people have to say. So Kelly's going to work on that. David's going to get us pictures of his hot cousin.
Oh, please. I got to go. I can't handle this. Y'all are putting too much pressure on me.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Man, you all right over there?
Well, I'm just...
He's reminiscing about what was said right before we
I'm
went
I'm thinking
on.
About that. I'm thinking about Kelly for the last 15 minutes has been working on the same social media post.
Well, you should have answered my questions.
I did answer your questions.
We can talk about it on the podcast. We're not talking about it now.
I'm giving you the opportunity to sink or to swim.
Because right now
swim.
I want to fight you.
But Brandon, I have a question about this
And
post.
I do not talk like that.
Hey, you got one more thing.
Who am I?
Is this okay?
Well, hang on.
Don't worry. I'll let you.
I'm going to start over.
I will tell the whole story on the podcast.
Oh, great.
And everyone will know, will understand.
Uh-huh.
I hope everyone's got 4 hours for a podcast.
Well...
You're such a jerk.
I'm telling you. All right. Are you ready to do some gossip?
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Every morning on K-Fine, we got you gossip.
So yesterday we talked about Kylie Jenner. The sources are saying she's pregnant. Her boyfriend, Travis Scott, has been telling people the sex of the baby, which she's having a girl, as reported.
Right.
And basically he wasn't lying. They think she's around 5 months pregnant.
Jeez.
So she's been hiding it for quite a while.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
Because she is such a public person. She's out all the time.
She is. And here's the thing, too. Kim and Kanye are expecting their baby. Of course, they're having a baby via surrogate. And
I didn't even know her name was Surrogate.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that. Anyway,
Tell
so
Sarah
she's due.
Hello.
I will. She's due in January. Yeah. And if it's true about Kylie being about 5 months pregnant, they're going to be having a baby around the same time. So who's going to grace the cover of all of the tabloids?
Oh, it's got to be Kylie. I really think it will be.
Yeah, I think
so. For some
too.
Reason, like, there's not as much hoopla around the Kim baby number three.
Yeah.
Not yet, at least. Speaking of Kim, Paris Fashion Week is coming up, and she is refusing to go to Fashion Week.
Wow.
I don't blame
like,
her.
She did all the stuff, in New York for Fashion Week, but, the Paris Fashion Week is where 1 year ago she went there and was tied up in her hotel room. And
yeah, she had the kidnapping thing and all that stuff, and she got robbed.
Yeah, so she's scared to go back.
Yeah.
So she's not going.
So yesterday we had the first elimination on Dancing with the Stars. Barbara Corcoran is the one who is going home. She had a pretty bad score of 14 out of 30, then 17 out of 30 on her next dance. So didn't exactly work out. So she's going home. My boy T.O., who I thought was going to win, had the second lowest score. So he may be on the chopping block next.
Oh, no, T.O.
See, I thought he was going to win.
Who so far has the best scores?
Do we know? Does it say here?
I haven't watched it yet.
I don't know.
I haven't either.
It's got to be Nikki Bella, right?
Probably so. That's what you were rooting for.
Didn't you? Is it true? Is it still true that you called to vote over 700 times?
I heard your phone died.
It did. I'm sorry. I do. I must confess that I did do that.
Yeah.
When my wife left the room.
Oh. Brandon Baxter in the morning.
We have a guest in the room who is one of my favorite guests that we bring in. But we don't get to see you enough, June.
Well, I can come more often. Please.
I think you should come in and hang with us more
often. Okay, I'll do it. I'd love it.
So you said that the last time you were in that maybe we had a squabble with my wife.
I think you got me in the middle of something.
That's probably true, unfortunately.
I would never do that.
Oh, absolutely. I'm sure I'm misremembering that. Uh-huh. That's probably
totally
fake news, right?
Totally. Yes, it's fake news.
Yeah. Fake news.
So tell us, Miss June, why you've been a part of Hope Circle with NEA Baptist for so long.
Well, because I love what we do. Yeah. We're so blessed at Hope Circle to be able to provide free services for families who are going through an illness journey. Most of the times it's cancer, but not always.
Right.
And to be able to help people when they're in need and when they're questioning and just trying to figure it out, it's a wonderful thing to be able to do. And then the fact that we now have Hope Week,
right,
that celebrates what we have found at Hope Circle is so important. If you have hope, it just makes a huge difference.
Yep.
And so we want to be sure that everyone realizes the importance of hope and that they spread hope, they share hope, they pass it on, they do whatever they can to help other people be hopeful.
I think when you guys talk about this and when we think about that, it's an exciting thing because it's all a matter of what's in your mind how you're going to focus on it, what you're going to focus on. And I think collectively as a group, we've kind of tried to channel our thoughts and, okay, let's focus on the things we can control and the things that we can't worry about.
Yeah.
Let's talk about some of the stuff that's going on. Kelly was really bragging on Touch a Truck. I know that's already happened, but that was a huge event for you all.
Oh, that was huge. The people at Nettleton do an amazing job with that event.
They sure did.
Oh, gosh. It was such fun. There were just, I don't know how many people there. Lots and lots and lots of people and the vendors and the people who brought trucks and helicopters.
I loved seeing that there's tons of student helpers. It was very student-led.
Student volunteers are incredible. And it was just such a fun time. It was a little warm,
right?
But it was great. And it's amazing to me every year, one of the most fun vehicles there, and I don't know about for your children, is usually the garbage truck.
That's it.
The garbage truck.
It is.
I mean, they love it because the people are so wonderful, and they let them show them how it works and,
lay on the horn.
Huge, multi-million-dollar helicopter, and the kids are over at the garbage truck.
I know.
You know?
Yeah. So my son left, it was either 2 or 3 years ago, he went out and came back and wanted to be a garbage truck driver. He wanted to be a sanitation engineer.
Yeah.
So every day he would go, or every, I guess it was Thursday, our garbage day, he would go outside to watch the truck come down the street and watch them dump the trash. And it's all because of Touch a Truck and because of the experience he had.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that's a cool event. That's already happened. Of course, we'll do that again next year. The big deal coming up, I guess, the immediately is tomorrow. We talk a lot about the Teal Talk Luncheon every year, and that's actually happening tomorrow.
That is happening tomorrow. Dr. Kumar, who is a gynecological oncologist. Are you impressed with the way I rolled that?
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Well, he will be there with some of his patients, and they're going to talk some about the advances in cancer and what to look for. What you need to be aware of. And it's a very informative event. It's free, but you do need a ticket, and you can go online to get those, or you can call me at 926-9985.
Where's the spot to go online if they want to get a ticket? Do you know where they can get them?
Yes, I do know where they can get them. They can get them by going on our foundation website, neabaptistfoundation.org.
Right.
And I believe they also can go to TealTalk2017.eventbrite.com.
Awesome. Again, the Teal Talk Luncheon is happening tomorrow. Friday, we've done the Hoping for a Cure thing for many years with you all, and we have a lot of fun because we get the big tents set up, and you're giving out those vouchers that could be truly life-saving vouchers.
Yes, for breast cancer and prostate cancer, and that will be on Friday, and that's from 11 to 1.
And that's going to be in the Pier 1 parking
lot? Yes, it is, the Pier 1 parking lot.
All right, and refreshments there too?
Yes, yes.
All right.
Come on now. I mean, because people are busy on their lunch breaks,
so we
understand.
That's right. In fact, Matt cooked hot dogs. I'm thinking maybe Matt's going to cook hot dogs.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Let's make Matt cook.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Matt is cooking hot dogs.
That's right. If we say it like that, it's going to come true.
Absolutely.
And then really the crown jewel event of the entire, the end of Hope Week is the Share Hope Walk of Remembrance and Hope, which is going to be happening on Saturday.
And you know, that is such an incredible event. And for people who don't know, Share Hope Walk of Remembrance is where we celebrate the lives of babies who were lost too soon, mm-hmm. either late-term pregnancy or the first few months of life. And what we do is come together with those families to share our love and concern and hope and to celebrate those babies' lives.
Wow.
And to celebrate with their families that those babies were here and that they are missed. Mm. It's yeah. a wonderful event. It will be on the NEA Baptist campus, and it's a great way to end Hope Week.
Yeah, very sweet event. And, yeah. you know, those families and the emotion that's going to be yeah. out there for that. It's a very powerful morning with NEA Baptist.
It is.
June, we appreciate you coming in this morning.
Thanks. It's always great, and I didn't have to get in the middle of anything. I'm so
no
glad.
Squabbles.
Yeah.
No
not
squabbles.
Yet. I'm not out yet.
Now, I do want to let you know what we're about to do, though.
Okay, what?
We're about to take a picture
okay.
of the three of us with you.
There's about to be some drama.
Now, they typically pick on me because I take a minute to approve our photos.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I hope you have another
minute.
Half hour.
A minute. It's a long minute.
Yeah. yeah.
It is. Jim Moore joins us in the studio this morning, a part of Hope Circle with NEA Baptist.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. K-Fine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So Thomas Rhett has his new album out, Life Changes, and a lot of people have been talking about one song in particular called Leave Right Now. And Brandon's been saying that to me all morning.
Get out of here.
No,
well, if you
but,
won't tell me which cousin you think is your hot cousin.
I know.
Not talking
just
about
get
this
out.
Again.
You've showed us pictures
this is about
before.
Thomas Rhett, not about any cousins of mine.
Oh,
it would
okay.
be weird. So Thomas Rhett did expect some feedback on this one particular song because it's more EDM infused, kind of what you would hear from a group like the Chainsmokers or something yeah. like that. And he was actually listening to the Chainsmokers when he made this song, but here's what it sounds like.
Baby, you let me leave right now. Meet me out back if you like how that sounds.
Oh, wow.
Not exactly country.
No, not at all. Do you think he puts that out as a single, or is that just going to be an album track?
I bet that's an album track. That might go to pop music, though.
Right.
You never know.
Yeah.
What
yeah.
if he releases this out to pop radio instead of country radio?
I can see that,
it
and I think
happen.
That song would work.
Yeah.
But I think he's an artist that would be able to make it work. Sam Hunt's the same way.
Yeah. yeah. But, you know, Thomas Rhett said, it is different, and he said, you know, why would I not want to put a song that I love and makes me feel great on this album? So
yeah.
that's kind of his reasoning behind it.
I get it.
So Brett Eldridge was doing one of his meet and greets before a concert this past Sunday, and there's a video he put up on his Instagram page that is the sweetest video. This woman walks up right beside him. She gives him a hug. You know, he gives everybody hugs. And when she turned to leave, she had another little surprise, and it caught him really off guard. So his arm was kind of around her as she was walking off, and she held his arm, and she kissed his forearm.
Ooh.
But get this. She's 88 years old.
Oh, that's kind of sweet then.
And it's so cute. And anyway, he posted it on his Instagram page and he says, 88 years old and still got game. She walked up with a smile, talked really sweet, laid a kiss on me and strutted away. Stay young, oh. stay happy.
That's awesome.
That was cute, yeah.
So there is a funny story on Luke Bryan. Luke, guys, is retiring the tight jeans.
Man.
So he said that so many of the media, people in the media have covered his concerts by talking about, hey, Luke Bryan's going to come in, he's going to dance, he's going to shake his butt,
yeah.
he's going to wear tight jeans. He said that the vocals and the songs became almost like secondary compared to what he was going to wear and how he was going to dance, and he wants to change that. Mm. So Luke says he's going to go to a little more of a looser, relaxed style of
okay.
jeans.
I know you're upset about that because you tried to copy his style for so long.
Yes,
today you
I
have
did.
On a pair of Luke Bryan jeans?
As a matter of fact, I do.
Okay.
Well, because David and I are going to go to lunch today.
Oh, so
right,
you dressed up
yeah.
a little bit.
Yeah.
Tight jeans.
Well, yeah.
yeah.
Well, on the back of David, I don't know if you saw that they did the, you know how they do the polish on the
yeah.
back of the cars
oh, yeah.
and write different phrases? Well, David's truck has Cowboys Butts Drive Dave Nuts on the back.
Oh my God.
That's perfect.
So if you see him driving around town today,
uh-huh.
you know it's wow. David the Barrel Boy. I know I'm not supposed to talk about that, but it is funny. Everybody was talking about it across the street.
Yeah, I bet they were.
So tell your cousin we said hello.
Stop!
And that's your country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
This Is Us is on TV tonight. I know Kelly's going to probably have some Kleenex right there next to the couch.
I will.
David has some Kleenex next to his couch.
Mm-hmm.
He gets emotional watching that show as well.
That's sweet.
What? What?
It's been a great day.
Y'all have this weird laugh thing going on today.
Oh, yeah. Man.
So This Is Us on TV tonight, 8 o'clock on NBC, right?
Yep.
Yep.
Is that right? Okay, so what else is on TV tonight? I think Dancing with the Stars is more.
I think
it's The Voice.
The Voice is back on tonight. NCIS, that's on season 15 premiere, which is crazy.
I've never seen one episode.
I hadn't either.
Of NCIS?
Yeah.
I don't watch a whole lot of those shows because they all kind of mix together to me. It sounds bad, but they all are kind of like the same thing.
Well, here's NCIS Miami, NCIS Chicago, NCIS Los Angeles.
Yeah. Then you have like Law and Order. I know that's not the same, but it's almost like the same.
Yeah.
Because it's like the same type of thing.
Now, people obviously love them though.
Yeah.
Because they're all up in those in that drama.
And your wife will love this. Celebrity Family Feud on tonight, ABC.
Oh, gosh. Who's on it? Do we know?
It says Shark Tank versus RHOA. So I guess that's Real Housewives.
Oh, that should be actually pretty entertaining.
Yeah. So.
All right. Hope you guys have a great day, and we'll talk to you back here tomorrow.